2 Chronicles 13. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Micaiah. There was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. So there was always this conflict at this time between the 10 tribes led by Jeroboam and the 2 tribes led by Abijah at this time. Abijah joined battle with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam had 800,000 chosen men. So there's more on the side of Jeroboam. Abijah stood up on Mount Zemaraim, and he said, "Hear me, Jeroboam, and all Israel. Ought you not to know that Yahweh, God of Israel, gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons, by a covenant of salt?" So he's saying, look, I'm in the line of David, I'm the true king. Yet Jeroboam, the servant of Solomon, rose up and rebelled against his lord. And there were gathered to him vain men, base fellows, who strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted and couldn't withstand them. Well, that's a bit of a twist, because Rehoboam was actually 40, at least 40. He was not young and innocent. So, as happens in politics, this King Abijah is twisting things. "Now you think to withstand the kingdom of Yahweh in the hand of the sons of David. You are a great multitude, and there are with you the golden calves which Jeroboam made you for gods. Haven't you driven out the priests of Yahweh, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and made priests for yourselves after the ways of the peoples of other lands? So that whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bull and 7 rams, he can be a priest of those who are not gods. But as for us, Yahweh is our God, and we have not forsaken him." Well, no, that's not quite true, really, because they had, over the years, forsaken God, and he had punished them. We've been reading that in the last chapters, that some of these kings of Judah had forsaken God, and God had punished them. So he's trying to say, oh, we are the true faithful people, and you aren't, even though you've got more soldiers. He says, we've got priests ministering to Yahweh, the sons of Aaron and the Levites. And they burn to Yahweh every morning and every evening, burnt offerings and sweet incense, and they put the showbread in order on the pure table, and the lampstand of gold with its lamps to burn every evening. We keep the instruction of Yahweh, but you have forsaken him. So he's saying, you know, we're so obedient to all God's laws. "Behold, God is with us at our head, and his priests with the trumpets of alarm to sound an alarm against you, children of Israel. Don't fight against Yahweh, the God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper." So he's saying to the Israelites, if you fight me, you're fighting God. And this is a common mistake that people make, to play God, to assume that if you're against me, you're against God. God's on my side, therefore, if you're against me, you're bad. But Jeroboam caused an ambush to come about behind them. So they were on both sides of Judah. When Judah looked back, behold, the battle was both in front and behind him. And they cried to Yahweh, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah. And God delivered them into their hand. I think why this happened, and why it happened as it did, was because God wasn't pleased with Abijah making out he was so righteous and we keep all the laws. He brought him into a position where he was trapped and ambushed, and he was desperate. He was about to lose his life and be defeated. Then he really cried out to God, and God did hear him. So God is not so interested in boasting that, oh, my parents were the true believers, and we in our church keep all the laws and all the commands of God. What God really wants is that somebody cries to him desperately from the heart, and only then will he be with them. And that's what this incident taught Abijah, and it should teach us. Abijah and his people killed the Israelites with a great slaughter. 500,000 men of Israel fell down. Thus the children of Israel were overcome, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied on Yahweh, the God of their fathers. So not because they'd apparently got their religion perfect, and not because they were keeping all the laws, but because they threw themselves in trust and faith in their desperation upon God. Abijah pursued Jeroboam and took cities from him. Jeroboam didn't recover strength again in the days of Abijah. Yahweh struck him and he died. But Abijah grew mighty and took to himself 14 wives and became the father of 22 sons and 16 daughters. Well, God created one man and one woman, and this polygamy was not at all what he intended, a man having so many wives. But God still worked through him. Now, it doesn't actually say whether God considered him righteous or wicked, and I think it's purposefully left open so that we can just have a think about this king. You see the good things, the bad things, and realize that that is how we all are, but that only God is the final judge.